Good morning. When you hear VCC, Vacation Church Camp, I'm not sure what you imagine happening around here, but I want you to know some of what goes on at a university church, VCC. Our children are learning that prayer is not primarily about asking God for more stuff, but sitting in God's presence. All of our children, including our four-year-olds, practiced centering prayer. Many of our children asked me, "Pastor John, how long can you do centering prayer?" Did they ask you? Yeah, I know. And I hope if some of them are here later that they'll ask you, "How long can you do centering prayer?" Our children are learning that the Bible is not a stick to beat people up. It's a library of stories that comfort us, that guide us to be God's people. Our children are learning that even though we are Christian, we do not get to boss around all the other religions and people in the world. We even marched around the church, holding up signs asking for respect for our Muslim friends. Even our four-year-olds, they just marched a little bit around the corner over here, to the absolute delight of many passers-by. Who is driving down or walking down the street expecting a bunch of elementary school kids to be protesting, led by a vibrant one of our youth who was saying, what do we want? Justice? When do we want it? Now. And the kids were totally into it. Our children use their craft and food time to make these beautiful scarves for our homeless friends, and to make these beautiful stoles that we're wearing this morning, and to make some delicious snacks for our Saturday morning open door mission. And that's just the highlight reel. There was so much more that went on. Let us give thanks to God for Vacation Church Camp. Amen. The grace, mercy, and peace of the triune God be with you. By the way, one of the things that they did also was they, and Betsy, you would love this, we explained to them what petitions are, and they filled out and they signed petitions. And so we had, for example, a petition to the mayor about creating more affordable housing so that all of their friends could be in homes in Austin and not have to move away. Well, we're in the middle of a worship series on the images and metaphors that we use to understand God. And today we're thinking about God as clothing, God as blue jeans. My hope is that these images will stretch our imagination and invite all of us farther down the road in our friendship, in our relationship with God. Now, I am either not the right person to be giving a sermon on clothing, or maybe I am exactly the right person, because I despise shopping for clothes. I hate it. I do it under pressure. I do it practically at gunpoint. Because several reasons. I'm continually in confusion about what a United Methodist pastor ought to wear. You know, if I walk around out in my running shorts and stuff, people will say, "Oh, Pastor John, you're," I get that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I'm in confusion. I don't know what to wear. Or also because shopping for clothes for the jolly green giants among us is so discouraging. You know that they have special shops for us, right? Big and tall shops. And people will kind of walk by and just sort of look at us like, "Wow, look at all those big, tall people in there shopping for clothes." And if you walk through the shops and you look at the clothing, it looks like the clothing line for Al the Handyman. Do you remember Al, who was Tim Taylor's awkward sidekick in Tim the Toolman? Yeah, and he appears ubiquitously in flooring ads in the newspaper, right? So I walk around looking like Al, mostly. And so a sermon on God as clothing for someone with so much clothing shopping phobia ought to be passed off like a hot potato to an associate, and yet I find the image of God clothing us so tender, so compelling, so suggestive.